Com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey. Yo. Glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin.
That would be me.
There in the beautiful metropolis of Utica, New York tonight. Kevin McCullough coming to you from New York City. And we want to say hi to some new friends. We got new friends listening in Las Vegas tonight on AM 1060 KKVV. AM 1060 in Las Vegas. And in San Diego, California, AM 1170 KCBQ. So kudos to Las Vegas and San Diego for now being part of the Baldwin McCullough family.
What's up?
Yeah. And if you, if you've never heard us before, please tell your friends to come back next week, same place and time, and to jump in on the conversation. Our phone number is toll-free, 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373. Stevie B of Hollywood fame.
Yo.
And today I found out, I was mad at him. He disgusted me. He broke Betty Rubble's heart. You made Jane Krakowski cry.
Now, were you by yourself sitting at home in the afternoon
heartless,
watching the Flintstones in Viva Rock Vegas?
It takes a heartless, cruel human being to make Betty Rubble cry. So, and who played Fred in the Viva Rock Vegas version?
Mark Addy, talented British actor.
Didn't know him. I thought John Goodman should have been recast in the. Was he Fred Flintstone in the first one?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he should have been in the second one too.
No,
but Barney Rubble, Stephen Baldwin, vast improvement over whoever played Barney in the first one.
Well, that's a very big compliment.
Really, who was Barney in the first one?
Rick Moranis.
Oh yeah, easily. I mean, he's good playing a Canadian Hoosier. There's your clue to our number one.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Oh, that's Hoser. I'm sorry. It's a completely different context.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, no, I thought you were good. I just was mad. I had to turn the TV off. You made Betty Rubble cry. And it takes a furiously, devilishly mean, horrible, terrible person to make Betty Rubble cry.
Mm-hmm. Just, reciting the lines in the screenplay, Kevin. That's all.
Anyway.
Yeah, Kevin, let me break your heart right now and just, you know, explain to you that it was only a movie, Kevin.
See, I was told.
It wasn't reality.
But see, I was told that that's not how it works. Like when Tom Cruise did the jump in the place of Dubai in Ghost Protocol.
Right.
From one side of the building to the other, I was told he actually did that.
Right.
Like that was not just, you know, green screen stunt work.
Mm-hmm.
That he actually did the jump from one set of the one window of the building to the next. Do you know if that's true or not? You went to the premiere with him here.
Right. And what you don't know is, because they digitally remove the cables connected to him that are swinging him around that building, which those cables could have been holding up 10 elephants.
And the elephants would have been perfectly safe.
Yeah, would have been, you know, twinkle toes dancing all over that building themselves. That's the strength of those cables. So you can be very sure that the stunt coordinator on Ghost Protocol was saying to Tom, as he was going out for the first time, "You ain't going anywhere, buddy."
Well, all that aside, he and his soon-to-be former wife, Katie Holmes, were in the headlines this week. And the question came up, should Scientology B, consideration for who gets custody in the case of their daughter. And Stephen and I are both born-again Christians. If you substituted Christianity in place of Scientology in that equation, would you want Christianity to be used as a consideration for who should or should not get custody?
Hmm.
Should faith at all be considered that? Let's start with line one. BJ calling from Carson City, Nevada, listening to a great station there in Carson City, KKFT. BJ, thanks for being here. You're on with Stephen and Kevin. Hi.
Hi there. I just have a question. It could be a mistaken about this, but a few years ago, I had an older couple that the wife had converted to Christianity, and she had been formerly a Scientologist. Mm. And she said, and she was sickly, and she was stating that she'd wish she'd converted to Christianity much sooner because of her Scientology, she wouldn't seek medical attention. And I'm just wondering, I've always been in the understanding that Scientologists do not seek any kind of medical attention when there is a problem medically. And I just wonder if this lady is thinking that her baby may not be able to receive medical attention if she were to get sick, if she were to remain in his custody.
So, BJ, let me ask you, if that was, in fact, part of the belief of the Scientologist, should that be grounds for the judge to grant Katie sole custody?
I believe so, because the girl, if she's sick and needs help medically, she should be able to, without question, receive it. And if the mother has full custody, there would be no problem legally for her to get treatment. That's just my understanding.
Right.
I could be wrong, but maybe you could check into that. That may not be in fact, accurate about Scientology, but I think it is.
Okay. Well, BJ, I appreciate the call. Thank you for listening, and thanks for telling your friends. Stephen, you looked up a whole bunch of stuff about Scientology. Did you run anything across medical treatment and what they do or don't do when it comes to that?
Well, as you know, I'm looking up the list of celebrities right now, and I'm going to digress just because
didn't Travolta and Mrs. Travolta have some sort of issue with their kid in medicine or no? I'm thinking of someone else.
Well, no, there was the notion of whatever privately the son had been suffering from. What was the proper procedure or medical efforts that they could have utilized to seek his health and well-being. And again, within Scientology, this is something that if people go out and Google search this stuff and learn about what the practices are and what the beliefs are, it's very interesting. But here's an interesting thing. I'm just going to give one name of a celebrity right now. One of the top 10 Scientologists in Hollywood is Jason Lee. Most known for My Name is Earl. Also appeared in Clerks. And it says down at the bottom, presumed operating thetan level. And it's thetan level number one. And it says, is able to audit oneself, has knowledge of matter, energy, space, and time above that of a regular human being.
Sounds so weird.
Well, and this is the thing, in the Travolta case, it makes you, and I'm going to create a hypothetical. I just saw John Travolta at the Super Bowl. I big fan of Travolta's, all this other stuff being said about him right now, whatever. But it makes you wonder, is it the belief of Scientology that in the case of his son and what transpired, and again, totally hypothetical, is it, if you do go to seek medical attention or earthly, secular, mainstream medical advice and attention in certain situations, is it an expression of a lack of faith in Scientology based on what they believe? Which is, and this gets back over, Kevin, to the whole Matt Lauer, Tom Cruise thing with Brooke Shields, where Tom Cruise made the statement to Matt Lauer. He said, Matt, you're glib, and you haven't done the research on these drugs that Brooke Shields was on, and she was on antidepressants, and it's just a mask, and it doesn't get to the root problem, the core root problem. And this is what a big part of the practice of Scientology is to study electrical reactions during this testing process that you go through, where you hold these two metal bars that are connected to electrodes, and they ask you questions that are good questions, bad questions, happy questions, sad questions, and based on your electromagnetic like responses and the readings that they take from them, they then determine how to delete those negative emotions and memories from your past.
Electroshock therapy.
Well, no, they don't shock you so much as they use...
They're shooting electricity through your brain.
Well, Kevin, this
see, that right there, I would say, okay, I don't care what you call that. You don't get custody if you want your kids to go through that.
Well, now put yourself in Katie Holmes' shoes right now.
I'm going to have to in a second. Hold on. We're going to come back. Your thoughts on whether or not Scientology should be, in fact, a consideration for Suri Cruz custody when we continue.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,636.69, $1,835 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,636.69, $1,835, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi. How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Two places in New York tonight. Utica, which is where Stephen is.
Yo.
And, of course, New York City, where Kevin McCullough and the Extreme Media staff are coming to you from tonight. By the way, business owners, listen up. Do you use PayPal on your website? Do you use PayPal for business commercial credit processing services to take credit cards for your business? Are you okay with the fact that PayPal does business with Planned Parenthood, porn magazines, porn websites, activist causes like Muslim activism that you may or may not agree with? If you would like a credit card processor that has a degree of integrity to it and will be cheaper for you to process your credit card transactions with than PayPal, give us a call, 888-340-3373, and hit extension 2. We will call you this week and show you how you can save money on your credit card processing fees. PayPal charges 2.4% per transaction. But not only that, not only will you save the money, you'll have the confidence of doing business with someone of integrity. 888-340-3373, extension 2 when you call. 888-340-3373, extension 2. Call us this week. We'd like to hear from you. All right, Stephen and Kevin, we're talking about Suri Cruz. That's Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' daughter. And the question is, now that Katie Holmes has filed for divorce, should Scientology play a role in whether or not the judge says one of them gets custody or not? What do you think? Should someone's faith be part of the decision by a court as to who gets custody? Let's talk to Joe in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, Joe, welcome.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, listen, I appreciate what you do, but hey, just a slight rebuke tonight. I mean, we've got two powerful men like yourself on the air, and we're talking about Scientology.
Okay, Joe, hold on a second. Joe, can you hear me?
Let's focus on believers and what we're going through. Right?
That's
my comment.
Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, good. Now, you weren't listening, but I'm glad you're there. Here's what I want to know. Should someone's faith be used against them in a divorce proceeding?
Well, I mean, you say they're saved. Are we talking about Islam? Are we talking about Scientology? Are we talking about Christianity?
What
are you saying?
Should it matter what a person's faith is as to whether or not a judge gives them custody of their children?
Well, I think you're kind of confusing here. As born-again believers, we need to focus on who we are. And if we start going out there in that arena, that's a big subject.
My point is, whoever you are, and we're not just on Christian stations, Joe. I don't know where you get this idea that only Christians are part of this broadcast. We're on news talk stations, community stations, a very small handful of Christian stations, and others across the country. What I'm interested in discussing is if you, Joe, were in the middle of a very bad, very rough situation, and you were getting a divorce, and your former spouse said, I'm going to take your Christianity, and I'm going to tell the judge, because you are so zealous about your Christianity, you should not get custody of your child. How would you respond to that?
Well, actually, that you brought that up, that has happened to me, and that's why I'm trying to direct you back to to Christians instead of the other faiths. So,
Joe, we're not advancing other faith.
Kevin, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe, listen, I hear you loud and clear. And I think what you're saying is, you know, kind of don't throw stones and let's not be judgmental. But
he's telling us that we have to talk about Christianity.
That we're trying to address here. We're just trying to get an opinion from everybody just to say that obviously what's being discussed here in the motivation for this divorce is that Katie Holmes is saying that she doesn't want her child to be subject potentially to this practice called Scientology. And do you think that's fair? Do you think Tom Cruise should be persecuted because that's what he believes?
Well, I don't have a point of reference on what Scientology believes, so I really can't answer that.
So you're saying, Joe, if I understand correctly, then you're saying that the courts should only make decisions in favor of Christians.
Well, again, that's the problem, and I hear what you're saying. But Paul tells us that we're not to go into court in the scriptures. I'm sure you're familiar with that scripture.
Actually, Joe, that's not true. It says don't take other Christians to court. Be very clear if you're going to start teaching scripture to teach it accurately. Let me ask you one last time, Joe. In your opinion, should a person's faith be any deciding factor in a court of law for the custody of the children?
Once again, as believers, when we start getting into other people's faith, we can't really...
I'm asking your opinion, Joe. I'm asking your opinion.
And that's what I'm saying. Once we get out there, in my opinion, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Joe. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Joe.
And, Joe, I hate to let you down. We're not going to only talk to Christians on this show. Our phone lines are open for everybody. That's one of the reasons why we're here. We want to talk to everybody. Line one, Angel in Red Bank, New Jersey. Angel, welcome. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm on the same agreement with you, Kevin. And that last caller, he's missing the whole point. That if the courts turn their guns on Tom Cruise and say, no, you can't have even any type of custody of your child because of what you believe in, what's to stop courts from doing the same to Christians? And if I remember correctly, I think it's in England where these foster parents that I believe they were denied as far as continuing to become foster parents because of their Christian beliefs, and the court ruled that the judge ruled that they were being intolerant of basically secular beliefs. So yeah, I'm in total agreement, even though I don't agree with Scientology. And I believe it to be a cult. Yet still, if they do this against Tom Cruise, what's to stop the courts from going after Christians?
That's a very interesting question, Angel. And that's the dilemma of this entire topic. Steve and I was just talking about this with the staff during the break.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide this? Because both Katie and Tom believe they have the best interest for Suri in their own hearts, right? So the mother thinks she's doing the best thing for the daughter. Tom thinks Scientology, from his perspective, is the best thing for the daughter. Katie Holmes is a nominal Catholic, or you know, somewhat devoted to that. But so they're both saying, well, wait a minute. From Cruz's perspective, he's saying if she doesn't let Suri be with me in Scientology, then Suri's going to end up, you know, in not the good place. And Katie Holmes is believing exactly the same thing from her perspective.
Right.
And when it goes before the court's going to say, most likely, here's my prediction, the court's going to say, unless there's direct abuse involved that you can prove, we're going to give you equal custody. And then the soul of this little girl is going to be played like a tennis match, in my own opinion.
And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you why I disagree.
All right. Stay with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If there's only gonna be three left, Lord, standing in Babylon, let me be.
So, Bob and Michelle alive. 888-340-3373. The question in the pop culture world is Tom Cruise and his Scientology a bad enough reason for a judge to deny custody to Katie Holmes over Little Surrey in the midst of their current impending divorce? Now, just before the break, Kevin McCullough here in New York said that what I think the judge is going to say is that unless you can prove that there's some sort of abuse, in one parent's relationship or another with the daughter, that he's going to give them joint custody. That's what I said. But Stephen said when I said that just before the break that he disagreed and he would explain why. So, Stephen, why do you disagree that that's what the judge will come up with?
Well, I think if you look historically upon situations like this, usually, and we've had this conversation before, that usually the courts look more favorably upon the mother. And I think, Kevin, and this is just a stab in the dark, I think that there must be, based on her experience, information that Katie Holmes has about her experience within the practice of Scientology that probably could make Tom look, you know, to the common person, unless within some court proceeding it's all defined and, you know, explained and you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to maybe make it look more normal, so to speak. But I would be very surprised, because I think what's happened here, and everybody has said this,
surprised
is more
at
of that
what? Hold on, hold on.
Behind the scenes kind of stuff.
You got to complete sentences, Stephen. You'll be surprised at what?
Entered into a contract that was her marriage to Tom Cruise for X number of, you know, millions of dollars. And, you know, these contracts, Kevin, this is the stuff that nobody knows about. You know, they say if you're married this amount of time, then this happens, and this length of time. I think perhaps Katie Holmes, and they even said, you can see in a lot of the reporting right now, that her parents and her got together and for a long, very strategic time plotted very, very strategically about how she was going to do this. I think she's probably breached that contract. And now Tom and his folks and his team and his Scientology folks are sitting there kind of going, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? This was, I mean, Katie Holmes was privy and was an insider deep within the inner sanctum of the inner workings of Scientology. So I think that if they're going to go to a court of law about
this. Because he's the vice pope.
Say again, brother?
Because he's the vice pope of Scientology.
Well, and we should stop, you know, goofing around like that. Because, hey, listen, I want to clarify something.
Brother, I can goof around all I want. I think Scientology
is
bat-whack crazy.
Listen.
Yes.
Danny Masterson, an actor, very funny guy, very talented from that 70s show, is married to Bijou Phillips, who is the sister of my sister-in-law.
Right.
They are both practicing Scientologists. So I want to be respectful.
Even though I think
it is what it is,
I don't
and there's
any,
aspects of it that make me go, huh?
I don't have any disrespect for anybody, but I...
No, I know.
Crazy stuff.
I say that because, for me, you know, I want to treat Bijou Phillips and Danny Masterson with the utmost respect. This is what these
As
people
do
believe,
I.
regardless of how odd we find it to be.
Right, and I'm not saying that the people are crazy, and I'm not disrespecting the individuals, and I'm not you. So,
correct.
Right.
No, you're,
so
you're free home.
For everyone that's listening, I want them to understand, Stephen is being far more cautious in his tone than I am. I just don't think, and here's why I think you're a little bit wrong on the custody thing. Yes, it's true, moms are usually favored. However, Tom has a big bank account. He can probably easily prove faithful provision the entire time of their marriage and quite attentive parenting skills. And if he wants to, I think that he could make a very good case that his daughter has never been without, has never missed anything that she needed, has never had one ounce of neglect showered upon her by him as dad. And I think that in a court of law, they are going to throw out the Scientology thing. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to allow it to be part of it. And I think that if you look at it on the merits,
let me finish my point.
Yeah,
my point is the difference between Christianity and Scientology is that within the practice of Scientology, there is far more of an implementation of psychology than spirituality.
So now you're defining what kind of religions are allowed and which ones aren't.
Let me,
To
make my point.
Okay, hold on. We got to take a break. Coming right back. It's he's Baldwin. I'm Kevin.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hi there.
Our number is 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. And coming back on the air now, Kevo, can I finish my point, please?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, as Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes start to go through this legal drama. And it's going to be a drama.
Hygiene.
No question. You know, because who knows that, you know, inside a little Surrey isn't L. Ron Hubbard. I don't know.
If again, I just for what it's worth, if I was on Tom Cruise's legal team, I would leave that part out of the case.
Well, but see, now wait a second. Now, what if that's true and Katie Holmes knows it and she could say that in the court of law? So this is my point.
Here's what I think he's going to do, though. I think
I'm simply saying that because there is a far greater suggestion and usage of psychology in the practice of Scientology.
Nope, can't have anything to do with it.
I think it's probably going to be very easy for somebody like Katie to paint a picture and say, I believe if I allow my daughter to be exposed to this, it'll be a brainwashing type reality.
Okay. Then what you're saying, and you're tiptoeing around it, but what the meaning of what you're saying actually is that he would be mentally abusive towards his daughter. That's how the judge would be forced to try. That's how Katie's attorneys would be forced to try to make the request. Scientology is abusive, and he's being abusive towards his daughter by indoctrinating her into the practice.
I'm not going to say that that's what they're going to say. That's what you're saying
simply
saying that if you look at some of the basic fundamental practices.
Stephen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen.
One might derive from those practices that it is a form of brainwashing.
Okay, that's abuse. So what Katie Holmes, what you're saying is that the lawyers will try to say the Scientology stuff is kind of funny, it's kind of odd, and they have to imply that it's dangerous.
Well, I think and I won't shy away from this one. I think that if some of those practices are implemented on anybody in their, like let's say younger than the age of 15, then I believe then that does not allow an individual to become organically or naturally who they might, you know, become on their own. And that's
okay. You're dancing so much here; it's hard for me to even understand what you're saying. You're being politically correct, and it stinks. But let me say this. Let me say this. While you're trying to play nice, here's how the lawyers are going to talk about it. Katie Holmes' attorneys are going to say, Scientology is a danger, therefore Tom Cruise cannot have custody. Tom Cruise's lawyers come back and say, prove it.
Right.
And if she's going to have something more than psychological content of the religion. She's going to have to say he's abusive, and he's abusive in this way. And if it is Scientology, then she's going to have to spill the beans and say, well, Scientology is abusive because ...
Right.
And it fills the gap.
And now, adding on to what you just said, they're already in the media games that are being played.
Right.
Which, if you hear the reports in the last 72 hours, 48 hours, Tom Cruise's people have said, we're not saying anything. We're going to let Katie say whatever she wants to the media, and then when they're all sick and tired of what she's had to say about the whole situation, then we'll start saying what we got to say.
And watch what's going to happen, though, because I would be shocked if his attorneys didn't press for a sealed court proceeding from the beginning, meaning whatever's said in the courtroom can't be displayed beyond the eyes and ears that are in the room.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, that might be completely obvious, you know, all things considered that are what we know to be public knowledge about Scientology. But here's the thing, Kevin.
Right.
They're already saying that, you know, she has said in interviews, I was smothered. I didn't feel like I was me. I couldn't. Apparently, in the existence of being Mrs. Cruise and obedient to the faith of Scientology, it was so overwhelmingly controlling, not just Tom as a husband, but Tom as a husband and who he is in the ranks of Scientology was so unbelievably overwhelmingly controlling. That's the thing that's to my point earlier. I think her fear is that this young, innocent child will not be able to become whoever in nature she could become as a result of this potential lifestyle with Tom Cruise as a father.
And here's the absurd thing about all of that. You're probably 100% correct, by the way. And I think that that's very likely what will happen. But here's the very dangerous, slippery slope for everybody else that's listening. Somebody who does not have a good experience with a spouse who is a Christian will likely go to the court and say the same thing, and probably has at some point in time. 888-340-3373. But what do you think? Should Scientology be a mark against Tom Cruise to have at least partial custody, at least visiting rights, at least unsupervised visiting rights with his own daughter? Here's part of the concern, and I know you relate to this, Stephen, because of some of Alex's travails, but fathers do get ripped off in the courts. I went through a divorce. I saw how the game is played. And I see what lawyers do when they get in charge of a case and they don't let the two sides talk. And there's seldom any like real common sense agreement that comes out of that kind of stuff. Does a father give up his rights to love and provide and care for his daughter simply because he has a faith that the other former marriage partner doesn't agree with or subscribe to? See, this is a very, very difficult question, because I think I could see how I would sit there and say, Scientology, crazy as the day is long, I wouldn't let any kid within 50 feet of somebody that practiced it. But then I would be forced in the courtroom to come up with proof as to why it was dangerous. And if Katie Holmes isn't willing to do that, then they're going to have shared custody. That's the way it's going to come down.
What if she is?
She's going to have to get dirty and take the gloves off and throw a punch or two if she wants to protect Suri.
I think that's exactly
for a lot of people that want to pray effectively. Doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Tonicsin,
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Project.com.
Rekindle the romance between you and I.
Baldwin McCullough live every Saturday night. If you're in the universe on Saturdays, you can find us on great radio stations coast to coast, KCBQ in San Diego, all the way across the country to AM 970 The Answer in New York City, all the way down to WTBN in Tampa Bay, and WORL Radio in Orlando, and great stations like KKFT in Reno, Nevada. So literally crisscrossing the state and everywhere in between. Thank you for being there. Thank you for having us with you. And please tell your friends and come back next Saturday. It's fun to be part of the conversation. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And Stephen, the part of the story that no one has focused on just as of yet. We're talking about Suri Cruz and the Scientology factor. Should she be Scientologized? I just made up that term. Actually. should she be Scientologized?
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, this could have impact on parents that just disagree with the other person's faith. Mm-hmm. And it drives me back to one of those realizations that I've just come to over the last couple of years. How you deal with people is probably the number one least instructed skill in any of our educational arenas, and probably the most needed skill to be learned by people all over the globe. How to deal with people, particularly people that you disagree with and disagree with strongly. Because there's a piece of me as a dad that says this daughter should not be separated from her father. That God intended fathers and daughters, as long as there was no abuse and nothing, you know, that approaches that scale, to come, they should never be separated. A daughter has a right to put her arms around her daddy and to hug him and to say, "Daddy, I love you and thank you for being a good daddy to me." Simultaneously, I think that Katie Holmes, if she is a mom and she really is concerned about Scientology and its detrimental effects on life, should have the right to defend her daughter's innocence and integrity as well. And so I really do see, I'm between a rock and a hard place on this, because I don't want her brainwashed, but I also don't want her to grow up not knowing her dad, because I've seen too many examples right. of where that's been bad.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
What are your final thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm somebody that in my existence and, you know, things being said about me, and even in my most recent legal stuff and yada, yada, yada. I mean, just, you know, I don't like the throwing of stones. I don't like the he said, she said. I think we just got to be praying for these folks. And I think that we have to just let it play out. You just, there's really, I don't have an opinion on it really, other than let's just see where it goes.
All right, so I put myself out on a limb, and you sawed it off behind me. But that's why he's Stevie B, and I'm KMC. And Jackie said, you need to be KMC-er, and he needs to be Stevie B-er.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise
raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. Spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.